Shall we do this?
The Property Brothers have a new streaming home
on Discovery Plus.
Start your free trial now, and you can stream every show they've ever done.
How excited are you?
We're so happy. This is great.
Discovery Plus. Stream now for just $4.99.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show on the program. I have him back on. He's RJ Ochoa. He is the host of the podcast, The Ocho and the SB Nation NFL Show, and also manager and editor-in-chief of Blogging the Boys. It's a website dedicated to providing Dallas Cowboys content. On the program, we discuss the Cowboys offense and defense, Dak Prescott, also the opening matchup against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and so much more. RJ is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
L'Auberge welcomes multi-platinum recording band Better Than Ezra to the lawn at L'Auberge Baton Rouge on Friday, October 15th. Doors open at 8 p.m. and show starts at 9 p.m. Tickets are $35 and available at all Ticketmaster outlets or Sundries, the gift shop inside of L'Auberge. Must be 21 or older to enter. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-770-STOP.
Switching to Geico is a good idea, especially when you consider everything.
First off, Geico makes it easy to switch. They have licensed agents available 24/7 online or over the phone.
But if it's so easy, you might start thinking everything is easy, even big wave surfing. And it's not. It's actually quite difficult.
Well, if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds on car insurance. And you could keep saving by bundling your motorcycle, boat, and RV, plus your home or renter's insurance.
But saving money might lead you to make some questionable purchases, like a 20-foot feather boa. And do you know how hard it is to clean a 20-foot feather boa?
Well, they do have an industry-leading mobile app you can use to pay your bill, file and manage a claim, or add a new driver.
But when life gets a little easier, it makes you too confident, and you start calling everyone Ace. And you're better than that.
Well, Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating and has been saving people money for 85 years. It's hard to beat that.
But you're right.
Switch to Geico. It's obviously a good idea.
For all your electrical needs, call the experts at Mr. Electric. We offer upfront pricing, top quality workmanship, and a free home safety checkup on every call. We'll get the job done right so you can get back to what you want to be doing. Visit MrElectric.com today. Mr. Electric, a neighborly company.
Looking for a foundation that can multitask as well as you? Maybelline's Fit Me Matte and Poreless Foundation is it. What does it do? More like, what doesn't it do? It's oil-free and non-comedogenic, so it won't ever clog your pores. It controls shine for a full 12 hours. It refines your pores so your skin looks smooth and perfected. It's lightweight and breathable, so your skin will never feel heavy or cakey. And it comes in 40 shades. 97% of women found their perfect shade. It's obvious why Fit Me Matte and Poreless is America's number one foundation. Buy yours now in a bottle or pouch at Amazon.com. Looking for a foundation that can multitask as well as you? Maybelline's Fit Me Matte and Poreless Foundation is it. What does it do? More like, what doesn't it do? It's oil-free and non-comedogenic, so it won't ever clog your pores. It controls shine for a full 12 hours. It refines your pores so your skin looks smooth and perfected. It's lightweight and breathable, so your skin will never feel heavy or cakey. And it comes in 40 shades. 97% of women found their perfect shade. It's obvious why Fit Me Matte and Poreless is America's number one foundation. Buy yours now in a bottle or pouch at Amazon.com.
Not gonna keep it. Prescott breaks the tackle. Picks up a total of 9 more.
Oh, no. Oh, no. You almost got to hope it's a cramp, don't you, if you're a Cowboy fan right there? But, oh, that does not look good, Jim. Oh, no.
And look at Gallup reacting and Talton getting ready to go in.
Oh, you can see that at the bottom. Just, oh.
Oh, you know, one of those you don't want to see twice. You saw it going the break. Dak Prescott's right ankle, right foot turned sideways.
All All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of the National Football League and CBS Sports, and that was the injury from Week 5 in the 2020 NFL season when Dallas Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott suffered that terrible ankle injury. But now he is back. He's 100%. He signed a big contract extension during the offseason, and he's going to be ready for the season opener against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. To talk more about Dak as well as the Cowboys offense, defense, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, we want to welcome back to the program a gentleman who's the manager and editor-in-chief of Blogging the Boys, which is a content-based website powered by SB Nation, and also the host of a podcast called The Ocho and the SB Nation NFL Show. Let's welcome him back to the program, RJ Ochoa. Hey, RJ, welcome back.
How's it going? Great to be here. Happy week one.
Same here. Happy week one to you too, my friend. Thank you so much once again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be back on the program. So we're going to get more into Dak in just a little bit, but of course, the Dallas Cowboys, RJ, it's the soap opera that never ends. And again, they've been hit with another problem once again. All-world Pro Bowler offensive lineman Zach Martin will not play in the kickoff opener against the Buccaneers. He was recently diagnosed with COVID-19. He's been put on the virus list. RJ, can you give not just me but the listeners out there just more information about the Zach Martin situation, just in terms of the protocol that he has to follow, and what about other players that were around him in terms of contact tracing?
Yeah, so Zach tested positive on Saturday, experienced flu-like symptoms and lots of signs that we know to be in line with COVID-19.
RJ, I'm sorry. Can you repeat that again? You're breaking up. I'm going to repeat the question again. Can you just kind of give me? We know Zach is on the COVID-19 virus list. Can you explain to the listeners out there and to myself as well, just the symptoms, what he's experiencing, the protocol he has to follow, and if other players were around him, and is any contact tracing is underway?
Yeah, Zach, hopefully my clear now. Zach first tested positive on Saturday. He is fully vaccinated, and he experienced flu-like symptoms and a loss of taste symptom that we obviously know associated with COVID-19. And so, it was something that Mike McCarthy revealed Sunday when he was talking about roster moves, because now that he's part of the COVID list, he obviously didn't count against the Cowboys roster. The only contact was reserve tackle Brandon Knight. Had a close contact. He's still eligible to potentially play this week against Tampa Bay. That remains to be seen, at least at the time that you and I are talking. It was, I guess, still technically possible for Zach to play. He would have to pass two tests or as a vaccinated player. Obviously, rules confirmed vaccinated players. We're seeing that with many Dolphins. And Adam Dekeen is an example. He's out for 10 years. That's not the case with Zach, so he is, still potentially able to play next Sunday against the Los Angeles Chargers. But, given that we're 48 hours or 40 approximately from this Thursday, it seems incredibly likely that Martin will not play and that Connor McGovern will start in his spot at guard.
Okay, again, RJ, you cover the Cowboys on a regular basis, and we know Zach Martin is an all-pro offensive lineman. He's only been in the league for 7 seasons, and he's a 6-time Pro Bowler, so Zach has definitely really been that anchor for that offensive line since Dak Prescott and also Ezekiel Elliott, since they've been there together in Dallas. Now, so we have a very, of course, COVID-19 is still among us, a very dire situation, and your top offensive lineman is injured, and that kind of changes the game plan in terms of how the Cowboys are preparing for the Buccaneers for the kickoff opener. I want to get off to the running backs. We know Ezekiel Elliott says that he's fully vaccinated and he's expected to have like a breakout season. You've been covering the Cowboys, RJ. Just is 2021 expected to be a comeback year for Zeke?
I think that some people's expectations have worked over the last contest or 2 months. Zeke almost ran 1,000 yards last season, depending on whether you view that to be a measurement of success. Obviously, he himself tested positive for COVID-19 last offseason. And obviously, we're still learning about that, the long-term effects that it can have on people in this walk of life. And, you know, they lost Dak Prescott. They played most of the season without either of their starting tackles. They lost Zach Martin for spells. They lost their starting center for spells last year. So, you know, it was hardly a normal season for Zeke Elliott. And a lot of those just seem like they are to be normal. Obviously, Martin's out, so you're a bit of a left-footed starter. But I certainly think that Zeke will be more successful this season. You know, I don't know if that exactly looks like. I don't know if he's rushing for 1,200 yards, if he's leading the league in, but I believe it'll be a bigger component to the offense. It'll be a bigger contributor to the Cowboys' offense. I think overall they'll be a more efficient offense, and I think they'll be able to run the ball more efficient way because they have their most important player taken care of, and Dak Prescott healthy now, paid, etc. So I think the opportunities with Zeke Elliott, and I think, you know, we can expect definitely a rebound from him. The exact measurement of that remains to be seen.
All right, and then while we've discussed Zeke, you know, RJ, the Cowboys made an addition during the offseason, signing someone from a rival in the NFC East, Corey Clement, who was a member of the Philadelphia Eagles Super Bowl team just a few seasons ago. He is now expected to be the number two running back for the Cowboys, right behind Zeke. What do you expect Corey to bring to the table as for the Cowboys running game?
Well, I would say that that the RB2 behind Zeke Elliott is certainly Tony Pollard. Corey Clement, you know, offers an option as a third running back, but also offers an option on special teams. And I think that's where he'll contribute the most. It's just, in, you know, as a return man, the Cowboys kind of needed that. And so he gives them that sort of aid, you know, in the third phase.
Okay. RJ, are you still with us?
Hello.
Yeah, okay, well, good. Okay, finish what you were saying about what you had said earlier. You said last before you had cut off that RJ, not only does he bring an option as a running back, but he adds another element to special teams. And you just finish what you were saying.
Yeah, I think the Cowboys' running game is going to be taken care of by Zeke Elliott and Tony Pollard. But Corey Clement does give the Cowboys a return man, which is something that they were, you know, in the market for. Tony Pollard handled returns last year, but with his role on the offense growing, it does seem like they really needed somebody to kind of specialize with that, and it does seem like that is going to be Corey Clement entering the season.
All right, and, you know, last year, RJ, we saw wide receivers emerge for the Cowboys. Amari Cooper, he did his thing last year. Also, Michael Gallup, and also the emergence of CeeDee Lamb. This year two for CeeDee Lamb is expected to be huge. What's been the word on the Cowboys wide receivers, not just with Amari and Michael, but particularly with CeeDee Lamb?
It does seem like CeeDee is going to be the superstar of this year. That's just kind of the vibe that you get. He certainly seems on pace to kind of really take a leap. You know, CeeDee had a really impressive season last year, not even playing five full games with Dak Prescott. And so, you know, to think about what that looks like is obviously fun and exciting. A lot of people believe this is the season that he sort of establishes himself as the alpha of the Cowboys wide receivers. He's got that potential. I mean, he's been the superstar up until now through training camp. He didn't play a ton in the preseason, but this season definitely does feel like a really important and a really pivotal year for CeeDee Lamb specifically.
Awesome. And then I want to get back into the offensive line. I know Zach Martin won't be playing in the opener against the Buccaneers, but the offensive linemen, you have Lyle Collins is back, also Tyron Smith, who's been kind of been alongside Zach for a while on that offensive line. Then you have Ty Nsiki, who was assigned, was a free agent from the Buffalo Bills. How do you like, we know Dallas is, that's their bread and butter since the 90s, well, really for a long time as the offensive line. How do you like this year's offensive line?
You know, I think that the Cowboys' offensive line is nice if it's stable, if everybody's healthy. Obviously, that's a huge if, and that's something that's likely going to be challenged throughout the season. Lyle Collins is healthy right now, I mean, literally today, but he's been dealing with a finger issue for the last couple of weeks. And so I mean, the moment this group has to play any reserve players, Ty Insecki hasn't really impressed. You know, yes, he was signed this offseason to be their primary swing tackle, but I think people are concerned about the depth of this offensive line. I mean, especially now with the season being 17 games, it seems more likely than not that you're going to have to rely on your backup players. I don't think there's a team in the NFL that is comfortable with their offensive line depth, but the Cowboys definitely have a strong group up front, as people have known them to be for a long time. But if that group is challenged by health or anything otherwise, it could wind up being a bit of a rough stretch for them.
All right, I want to move along now to the defense, RJ, and we know that for the last several years, Dallas has been in the top 10 with the stellar defense. A lot of things have changed. They were not in the top 10 last year. They had their growing pains, and now it's going to be different this year because Sean Lee has retired. So as far as the linebacker corps is concerned, Dallas drafted an all-world linebacker out of Penn State and Micah Parsons, and also they got Keanu Neal, who played with the Atlanta Falcons for some years. Now they also drafted Jabril Cox. And of course, they have Jalen Smith and Leighton Vander Esch. Give me your thoughts on the linebacker core for Dallas, and who do you expect to step up now that Sean Lee is no longer on the team?
It does seem like this is the year of Micah Parsons. He's been incredible so far throughout camp and the preseason. He's definitely delivered what you expect of a first-round pick, a top-10 pick, top-12 pick is what he ultimately wound up being. And it does seem like this is his kind of group to oversee. Keanu Neal has been, you know, somebody who's popped as well throughout the preseason period. And everybody knows Jalen Smith. Everybody knows Leighton Vander Esch. But it does seem like the Cowboys have an eye on the future at that position. And so it does seem like, Micah Parsons and Keanu Neal could be the primary guys here. I do think Leighton Vander Esch will contribute. Jalen Smith is a remarkable story, but he just hasn't been that great of a player for the Cowboys. And so it does seem like he's going to be the one to be phased out. Defensively, you know, I think they'll miss Sean Lee's leadership, but he'd already kind of withered a bit as a player. And so to swap out Sean Lee for Micah Parsons is definitely a positive net gain for the Cowboys.
I want to move along now to the defensive line position. Of course, Randy Gregory is back. Also, DeMarcus Lawrence. I know DeMarcus was in the top 10 just a few seasons ago in sacks, and he's made his presence on the defensive line. Like, what do you expect Randy and DeMarcus to do this season?
You know, the Cowboys, I think a lot of people believe that DeMarcus Lawrence is one of the best edge rushers in the NFL. He doesn't have the sack numbers to kind of back that up, but ultimately he is probably the best defensive player on the team, and having Randy Gregory available for an entire season opposite of him, this is one of the better edge rush duos the Cowboys have had in some time, which is why people are excited. I don't know what kind of sack numbers they'll be, but I think that they'll be a strong force. I think they'll be a strong presence for the Cowboys, and that's ultimately going to be something that is hopefully a rising tide that lifts all boats on the defensive side of the ball.
You know, I mentioned earlier, RJ, that the Dallas Cowboys are a soap opera, and that it's never a dull moment with them, and they were featured on this year's Hard Knocks, which is the HBO television series following the different NFL teams, and Dallas was featured this year. What an incredible one of the incredible stories of that show was Azor Kamara, and Azor is on the team. Just, you know, again, you follow Dallas and you follow the boys. Just kind of give me your thoughts on Azor and his progression throughout camp and making the team.
You know, he was somebody that, to be frank, a lot of people were surprised to see him make the team. He's is a great story. I don't think anybody is denying that, and certainly somebody that a lot of people came to know through the show. But it just didn't seem like he was really going to be able to offer them anything. And he was I don't know anyone that had him on their 53-man roster projections or things like that, but he does help out in the special teams game. And we've seen the Cowboys put a stronger emphasis on that since John Fox, joined the staff last year. And so, that's how a lot of guys ultimately craft out spots in the NFL is on special teams. And ultimately Kamara wound up doing that. And it's been nice to see he survived so far. He's now 48 hours away from an NFL regular season game, which is really exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to move along now just briefly to the defensive backs. So the Cowboys had some departures. They lost Chidobe Awuzie, and they also lost Xavier Woods. And, of course, Byron Jones was lost about a season ago to the Miami Dolphins. But now they've got Trayvon Diggs and Malik Hooker. Kind of get, you know, RJ, give me your thoughts on, we know Trayvon, this was expected to be a big camp for him, and this expected to be a big season, not just for him, but also for Malik and as well as Jordan Lewis. Just kind of give me your thoughts on those gentlemen as well as the defensive backs for Dallas.
Yeah, the Cowboys missed out on Patrick Surtain and J.C. Horn in the draft, and, you know, their secondary could certainly use a first-round player, but they do have more options at the safety position than they've had in recent seasons, certainly, and they have a lot to hopefully be excited about, hopefully enough to kind of last. If the front seven is a better overall group, that certainly alleviates some pressure on the defensive backs. But, you know, I don't know that the Cowboys lost any players that they're really losing sleep over, but it was just time for a change. I mean, that's just kind of the way things go in the NFL. They were able to bring back Jordan Lewis. They've obviously got Trayvon Diggs entering year two. There's a lot of potential on the backside of the defense, but it's really unproven at this particular point.
All right, and speaking of being, well, not someone that's unproven, but someone that has been proven throughout his career and his life thus far is Dak Prescott. And Dak Prescott, RJ, has definitely made a name for himself since he's been in the NFL in such a short amount of time. I played the clip earlier that was just horrific. He suffered that devastating injury in week 5 of the 2020 NFL season last year, and so many people rallied around Dak for the recovery, and he's made a recovery, was rewarded with a big extension during the offseason, and now the Cowboys, Jerry Jones, they believe in Dak. I know it's very premature and the opener is coming up, but how do you see 2021 shaping up for Dak?
I think a lot of people are going to expect the statistical prowess he was on at the beginning of last season to continue and will regard him as a failure of sorts if that doesn't happen. But the style of football that the Cowboys were playing before Dak got hurt last year wasn't sustainable. It wasn't leading to wins. And so I think that Dak will play with more authority. I think he's one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, a top 5 quarterback, however you want to kind of measure it. And I think he more often than not will be the reason for success for the team. And so that looks and feels different ways sometimes in different games and in different weeks against different opponents. And so he is unquestionably the leader of this team. He's unquestionably the center of this team, the nucleus of this team. And I do believe that ripple effect will be felt all throughout the season.
I want to stay with Dak just for a moment, RJ. I know last year he mentioned about mental health issues that he was dealing with. Of course, 2020 was such a rough year for him, not just with sustaining the injury, but also, of course, with COVID-19 and the pandemic left not just him, but a lot of us isolated, and, of course, dealing with the death of his brother. Have you had an opportunity to ask him, or do you know anything about what his mental health is currently coming into this season?
I certainly can't speak to Dak's own health in any capacity, but to your point, he's been extremely vocal about his advocacy for mental health. He has spoken about it in different, you know, settings. He did a sit-down with ESPN's Sage Steele. He's obviously discussed it in certain moments on Hard Knocks. He's, you know, pledged contributions and donations to different causes, both advocating mental health and otherwise, over the course of the last year or so. And he really, you know, on the surface is authentic and is vulnerable and is forthcoming with what he's dealing with. But in terms of his own personal battles and trials and tribulations, he obviously keeps those close to the vest. But he seems like Dak Prescott, the Dak Prescott that he's been all along. And that's kind of one of his greatest traits, is that he's always able to maintain who he is and to kind of recenter himself with his goals and his priorities, and to kind of extend that outward to his teammates into the locker room.
All right, and fair enough. And speaking of the quarterback position, you mentioned again about Dak being a leader and just his vulnerability and his leadership being outstanding. They're going to match up in the opener against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and we know about a man who's been a leader for a long, long time and still doing it, and that's Tom Brady. I want to start off with the Cowboys' defense for a moment. For preparing for this game, we know Tampa Bay's offense, of course, we know about TB12, but also there's Leonard Fournette, there's Ronald Jones Jr., there's Gronk, and there's also Antonio Brown and Mike Evans. What is the Cowboys' defensive plan coming into this game against Tampa Bay?
I mean, I think it goes without saying it's to mitigate the damage that, you know, that Tampa's offense can do. It's It's obviously one of the better offenses in the NFL from a skill position standpoint. It's obviously led by the greatest quarterback of all time. Bruce Arians is a fantastic offensive mind. It's difficult. I mean, this is a tough test for the Cowboys, although they've obviously had a long time to prepare for it. So I think the plan is to slow them down as best as they can, to capitalize on the fact that Tom Brady's not exactly a mobile quarterback, to try to, you know, fluster him and get in his face. But that's a lot easier said than done, obviously.
All right. And then, of course, let's move along to the other side of the ball, and that's Dallas's offense. Again, Dak is back. Ezekiel Elliott is there along with the receivers that we mentioned earlier. What do you think – what's the game plan for Dallas's offense going up against that tough Tampa defense with the likes of Devin Wyatt and, of course, Ndamukong Suh and Vita Vea?
I think it's just to be efficient, to maintain as much success as they can. I mean, obviously, the Cowboys, you know, are one of the better offenses in the NFL, I think, on paper. But, you know, that's not something that just translates to success just because of who you are on paper. And so I think the plan and I think the goal is to take what's given to them, to be efficient, to not try to be heroes, and to ultimately hope that they score enough. I mean, it's going to take a lot of points to beat this team, obviously, but the Cowboys do have a lot of firepower to hopefully be able to do it.
All right, awesome. And that's R.J. Ochoa just giving us the 411 about the Dallas Cowboys offense and defense this year and talking more about the opener coming up against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. R.J., again, as I mentioned earlier, you are the manager and editor-in-chief of Blogging the Boys, which is a website that's powered by SB Nation. Just tell the listeners out there more in detail about Blogging the Boys.
Sure. I mean, we, you know, our goal is to just talk about the Dallas Cowboys as much as we can, as often as we can, on our website, blogontheboys.com, on our podcast network, on our YouTube channel. We've got articles and podcasts and videos and discussions and live shows. This is the best time of the year, and so we're really excited to get things going in an official sense. We're really pumped for Thursday, and we're really excited to see where this season takes us.
Awesome. And then also you have a podcast that I mentioned earlier. It's called The Ocho and the SB Nation NFL Show. Just tell people a little bit more about that.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, obviously, you know, we talk about the Cowboys and the NFL as much as we can. And so those are accessible. They drop, you know, throughout the week as different storylines emerge. And so as you can imagine, there are a lot of them happening this week. And so we're running around and we're having a lot of fun doing.
Awesome to hear. And Before I let you go, RJ, some people have said that Tom Brady, that people were expecting Tom Brady to jump the cliff, quote unquote. How long do you see TB12 playing in the NFL?
I've learned not to bet against Tom Brady. I mean, it truly is his world, and we're all just living in it, and we're just going to, you know, wait until he decides. Tom Brady, Cristiano Ronaldo, Tiger Woods, they'll all play until they feel like it's enough, and they'll all probably do it at the highest possible level. So we're just kind of biding our time here. But yeah, I've given up on trying to put any sort of expiration date on his career.
All right. Yeah, I've done that a long, long time ago, and I'm glad that he's still playing and still still going strong. And, you know, hey, if it isn't broke, don't fix it. Continue to play, and he's continuing to play at a high level. So much respect to Tom Brady. All right, RJ, one more time. Tell everybody where people can find you on social media as well as Blogging the Boys and any websites that you have. Let the listeners know that as well.
Sure. Blogontheboys.com is kind of a hub for everything we do, so you can always head there and visit everything and see what we have going on. And obviously there's a lot happening this week.
Awesome. Awesome to hear. And you heard it from him. He's RJ Ochoa, the manager and editor-in-chief of Blogging the Boys, which is the site providing all things with Dallas Cowboys content powered by SB Nation, and also the host of the podcast, The Ocho and SB Nation NFL Show. RJ, thank you so much once again for being on the program. And if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Thanks a lot, man. Have a great week and enjoy the season opener.
Oh, will do. Same here, my man. We'll be back with more right after this.
L'Auberge welcomes multi-platinum recording band Better Than Ezra to the lawn at L'Auberge Baton Rouge on Friday, October 15th. Doors open at 8 p.m. and show starts at 9 p.m. Tickets are $35 and available at all Ticketmaster outlets or Sundries, the gift shop inside of L'Auberge. Must be 21 or older to enter. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-770-STOP.
Looking for a foundation that can multitask as well as you? Maybelline's Fit Me Matte and Poreless Foundation is it. What does it do? More like, what doesn't it do? It's oil-free and non-comedogenic, so it won't ever clog your pores. It controls shine for a full 12 hours. It refines your pores so your skin looks smooth and perfected. It's lightweight and breathable, so your skin will never feel heavy or cakey. And it comes in 40 shades. 97% of women found their perfect shade. It's obvious why Fit Me Matte and Poreless is America's number one foundation. Buy yours now in a bottle or pouch at Amazon.com.
Discovery Plus is the streaming home of Chopped. You can now stream Chopped, Chopped Next Gen, Chopped Junior, and Chopped Sweets all in one place. Every epic basket, every mystery ingredient, every culinary battle and mind-blowing dish. Every season, ever. When the world's best chefs collide in the legendary Chopped kitchen, find out whose dish is on the chopping block. Your time to stream Chopped starts now for just $4.99 on Discovery Plus.
New puppies? Shop online at Chewy. Get food, beds, prescriptions, and more. We've got everything you need to welcome your new friend home. Plus, you get fast free shipping on orders over $49. Visit Chewy.com today. New puppies? Shop online at Chewy. Get food, beds, prescriptions, and more. We've got everything you need to welcome your new friend home. Plus, you get fast free shipping on orders over $49. Visit Chewy.com today.
Football is almost here. Get in on the action with DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL. For week one, DraftKings is giving all new players a free shot at $1 million. It's simple. Just pick your lineup, stay under the salary cap, and see how your team stacks up. Download the DraftKings app and use code TUNEIN. For a limited time, new players can get a free shot at $1 million during week one. That's code TUNEIN. Only at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL.
Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Reuniting with loved ones is more important than ever this summer. And the beach isn't just calling your name, it's calling the whole family. Vrbo has thousands of private beach homes wherever the ocean meets the land, so you can find the perfect vacation home on the perfect stretch of beach with something for everyone. The time for getting back together is now. Download the Vrbo app and make your reunion happen with Vrbo.
What matters most when streaming House Hunters?
Location.
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 And that location.
I could see us living here.
Is Discovery Plus.
Great. I'm liking what I'm hearing so far.
Yeah.
Start your free trial now to get more.
Oh, wow.
Perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, geez. I just want a custom kitchen.
I love this exposed brick right here.
It's a Cape Cod home.
Oh, what now?
That's the style.
I thought it was a fish.
No.
We went with
the streaming home of House Hunters plus so much more is Discovery Plus. Start your free trial now.
L'Auberge welcomes multi-platinum recording band Better Than Ezra to the lawn at L'Auberge Baton Rouge on Friday, October 15th. Doors open at 8 p.m. and show starts at 9 p.m. Tickets are $35 and available at all Ticketmaster outlets or Sundries, the gift shop inside of L'Auberge. Must be 21 or older to enter. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-770-STOP.
Got a new puppy or want to spoil the ones you already love? Shop online at Chewy. Find food, beds, prescriptions, and more. We've got everything you need to make them happy. Plus, you get fast free shipping on orders over $49. Visit Chewy.com today.
Dive into fall with everything to power your big ideas during Dell's Labor Day event. Save up to $300 on select Dell XPS and Alienware systems powered by Intel Core processors. Save on top accessories like Dell monitors, docks, and other popular tech essentials. Limited quantity deals go live each weekday through September 8th with free shipping on everything. Call 800-BUY-DELL for Labor Day event savings. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
Keeping your pet happy and healthy? That's what Chewy is all about, which is why we offer veterinary diets, prescriptions, even compounded medications customized for your pet so you can get what they need to feel good. Shop America's number one pet pharmacy. Visit Chewy.com today.
Peacock is streaming your favorite shows, movies, live sports, breaking news, exclusive originals, and every live WWE pay-per-view. It's The Office, Chrisley Knows Best, and Peacock original shows like Punky Brewster. Peacock, watch for free, upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com.
Keeping your pet happy and healthy?
That's what Chewy is all about, which is why we offer veterinary diets, prescriptions, even compounded medications customized for your pet so you can get what they need to feel good. Save on pet prescriptions and more. Visit Chewy.com today. Keeping your pet happy and healthy. That's what Chewy is all about, which is why we offer veterinary diets, prescriptions, even compounded medications customized for your pet so you can get what they need to feel good. Shop America's number one pet pharmacy. Visit Chewy.com today.
L'Auberge welcomes multi-platinum recording band Better Than Ezra to the lawn at L'Auberge Baton Rouge on Friday, October 15th. Doors open at 8 p.m. and show starts at 9 p.m. Tickets are $35 and available at all Ticketmaster outlets or Sundries, the gift shop inside of L'Auberge. Must be 21 or older to enter. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-770-STOP. L'Auberge welcomes multi-platinum recording band Better Than Ezra to the lawn at L'Auberge Baton Rouge on Friday, October 15th. Doors open at 8 p.m. and show starts at 9 p.m. Tickets are $35 and available at all Ticketmaster outlets or Sundries, the gift shop inside of L'Auberge. Must be 21 or older to enter. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-770-STOP.
New puppy? Shop online at Chewy. Get food, beds, prescriptions, and more. We've got everything you need to welcome your new friend home. Plus, you get fast free shipping on orders over $49. Visit Chewy.com today.
What matters most when streaming House Hunters?
Location.
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 And that location.
I could see us living here.
Is Discovery Plus.
Great. I'm liking what I'm hearing so far.
Yeah.
Start your free trial now to get more.
Oh, wow. Perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, jeez. I just want a custom kitchen.
I love this exposed brick right here.
It's a Cape Cod home.
Oh, what now?
That's the style.
I thought it was a fish.
No.
We went with
the streaming home of House Hunters plus so much more is Discovery Plus. Start your free trial now.
L'Auberge welcomes multi-platinum recording band Better Than Ezra to the lawn at L'Auberge Baton Rouge on Friday, October 15th. Doors open at 8 p.m. and show starts at 9 p.m. Tickets are $35 and available at all Ticketmaster outlets or Sundries, the gift shop inside of L'Auberge. Must be 21 or older to enter. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-770-STOP. L'Auberge welcomes multi-platinum recording band Better Than Ezra to the lawn at L'Auberge Baton Rouge on Friday, October 15th. Doors open at 8 p.m. and show starts at 9 p.m. Tickets are $35 and available at all Ticketmaster outlets or Sundries, the gift shop inside of L'Auberge. Must be 21 or older to enter. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-770-STOP.
Got a new kitten? Or looking to spoil the ones you already love? Shop online at Chewy. Find food, litter, scratchers, even prescriptions. We've got everything you need to make them happy. Plus, you get fast free shipping on orders over $49. Visit Chewy.com today.
At Vision for Less, you'll start the school year right by saving on glasses for classes. For $79, get two pairs of glasses with kid-safe polycarbonate lenses and a free one-year frame warranty that covers any breaks, bends, or bumps with the frame, meaning these glasses won't get in the way of your kid's day. Don't let the bell ring before you get a chance to shop and save. A $200 value, all for $79. Vision for Less. Right glasses, right price, right now.
¿Por qué esta Coca-Cola de McDonald's sabe tan bien? ¿Será la máquina? ¿Será el popote o el hielo? ¿O quizás soy yo?
No sé, Diego, pero vámonos, ¿no? El ¿por qué esto sabe tan bien, deal? Un refresco de cualquier tamaño por $1. Solo en el $1, $2, $3 menú de McDonald's. Precios y participación pueden variar. No se puede combinar con cualquier otra oferta o combo. Mío, Coca-Cola es una marca registrada de The Coca-Cola Company.
Looking for a foundation that can multitask as well as you? Maybelline's Fit Me Matte and Poreless Foundation is it. What does it do? More like, what doesn't it do? It's oil-free and non-comedogenic, so it won't ever clog your pores. It controls shine for a full 12 hours.
It refines your pores so your skin looks smooth and perfected. It's lightweight and breathable, so your skin will never feel heavy or cakey. And it comes in 40 shades. 97% of women found their perfect shade. It's obvious why Fit Me Matte and Poreless is America's number one foundation. Buy yours now in a bottle or pouch at Amazon.com. Looking for a foundation that can multitask as well as you? Maybelline's Fit Me Matte and Poreless Foundation is it. What does it do? More like, what doesn't it do? It's oil-free and non-comedogenic, so it won't ever clog your pores. It controls shine for a full 12 hours. It refines your pores so your skin looks smooth and perfected. It's lightweight and breathable, so your skin will never feel heavy or cakey. And it comes in 40 shades. 97% of women found their perfect shade. It's obvious why Fit Me Matte and Poreless is America's number one foundation. Buy yours now in a bottle or pouch at Amazon.com.
¿Por qué esta Coca-Cola de McDonald's sabe tan bien? ¿Será la máquina? ¿Será el popote o el hielo? Oh, quizás soy yo.
No sé, Diego, pero vámonos, ¿no? El ¿por qué esto sabe tan bien, deal? Un refresco de cualquier tamaño por un dólar. Solo en el $1, $2, $3 menú de McDonald's. Precios y participación pueden variar. No se puede combinar con cualquier otra oferta o combo. Mío, Coca-Cola es una marca registrada de The Coca-Cola Company.
L'Auberge welcomes multi-platinum recording band, Better Than Ezra, to the lawn at L'Auberge Baton Rouge on Friday, October 15th. Doors open at 8 p.m. and show starts at 9 p.m. Tickets are $35 and available at all Ticketmaster outlets or Sundries, the gift shop inside of L'Auberge. Must be 21 or older to enter. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-770-STOP. L'Auberge welcomes multi-platinum recording band, Better Than Ezra, to the lawn at L'Auberge Baton Rouge on Friday, October 15th. Doors open at 8 p.m. and show starts at 9 p.m. Tickets are $35 and available at all Ticketmaster outlets or Sundries, the gift shop inside of L'Auberge. Must be 21 or older to enter. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-770-STOP.
Enviar nota de voz al group chat.
Buenos días. ¿Quieren desayuno de McDonald's?
Gide dice, eres la mejor. Un sausage McMuffin, please. Laura dice, sí, sausage McGriddle para mí. Ale dice, ya comí, pero ¿me traes un hash brown? Love you.
El mi colega favorita, tío. Llévate todos tus favoritos de desayuno como un sausage McMuffin por unos pocos dólares. Solo en el $1, $2, $3 menú de McDonald's. Precios y participación pueden variar. No puede ser combinado con un combo meal.
L'Auberge welcomes multi-platinum recording band, Better Than Ezra, to the lawn at L'Auberge Baton Rouge on Friday, October 15th. Doors open at 8 p.m. and show starts at 9 p.m. Tickets are $35 and available at all Ticketmaster outlets or Sundries, the gift shop inside of L'Auberge. Must be 21 or older to enter. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-770-STOP.
¿Por qué esta Coca-Cola de McDonald's sabe tan bien? ¿Será la máquina? ¿Será el popote o el hielo? ¿O quizás soy yo?
No sé, Diego, pero vámonos, ¿no? El ¿por qué esto sabe tan bien, deal? Un refresco de cualquier tamaño por un dólar. Solo en el $1, $2, $3 menú de McDonald's. Precios y participación pueden variar. No se puede combinar con cualquier otra oferta o combo. Mío, Coca-Cola es una marca registrada de The Coca-Cola Company.
Looking for a foundation that can multitask as well as you? Maybelline's Fit Me Matte and Poreless Foundation is it. What does it do? More like, what doesn't it do? It's oil-free and non-comedogenic, so it won't ever clog your pores. It controls shine for a full 12 hours. It refines your pores so your skin looks smooth and perfected. It's lightweight and breathable, so your skin will never feel heavy or cakey. And it comes in 40 shades. 97% of women found their perfect shade. It's obvious why Fit Me Matte and Poreless is America's number one foundation. Buy yours now in a bottle or pouch at Amazon.com. Looking for a foundation that can multitask as well as you? Maybelline's Fit Me Matte and Poreless Foundation is it. What does it do? More like, what doesn't it do? It's oil-free and non-comedogenic, so it won't ever clog your pores. It controls shine for a full 12 hours. It refines your pores so your skin looks smooth and perfected. It's lightweight and breathable, so your skin will never feel heavy or cakey. And it comes in 40 shades. 97% of women found their perfect shade. It's obvious why Fit Me Matte and Poreless is America's number one foundation. Buy yours now in a bottle or pouch at Amazon.com.
Discovery Plus is the streaming home of Chopped. You can now stream Chopped, Chopped Next Gen, Chopped Junior, and Chopped Sweets all in one place. Every epic basket, every mystery ingredient, every culinary battle and mind-blowing dish, every season ever. When the world's best chefs collide in the legendary Chopped kitchen, find out whose dish is on the chopping block. Your time to stream Chopped starts now for just $4.99 on Discovery Plus.
Looking for a foundation that can multitask as well as you? Maybelline's Fit Me Matte and Poreless Foundation is it. What does it do? More like, what doesn't it do? It's oil-free and non-comedogenic, so it won't ever clog your pores. It controls shine for a full 12 hours. It refines your pores so your skin looks smooth and perfected. It's lightweight and breathable, so your skin will never feel heavy or cakey. And it comes in 40 shades. 97% of women found their perfect shade. It's obvious why Fit Me Matte and Poreless is America's number one foundation. Buy yours now in a bottle or pouch at Amazon.com. Looking for a foundation that can multitask as well as you? Maybelline's Fit Me Matte and Poreless Foundation is it. What does it do? More like, what doesn't it do? It's oil-free and non-comedogenic, so it won't ever clog your pores. It controls shine for a full 12 hours. It refines your pores so your skin looks smooth and perfected. It's lightweight and breathable, so your skin will never feel heavy or cakey. And it comes in 40 shades. 97% of women found their perfect shade. It's obvious why Fit Me Matte and Poreless is America's number one foundation. Buy yours now in a bottle or pouch at Amazon.com. Looking for a foundation that can multitask as well as you? Maybelline's Fit Me Matte and Poreless Foundation is it. What does it do? More like, what doesn't it do? It's oil-free and non-comedogenic, so it won't ever clog your pores. It controls shine for a full 12 hours. It refines your pores so your skin looks smooth and perfected. It's lightweight and breathable, so your skin will never feel heavy or cakey. And it comes in 40 shades. 97% of women found their perfect shade. It's obvious why Fit Me Matte and Poreless is America's number one foundation. Buy yours now in a bottle or pouch at Amazon.com. Looking for a foundation that can multitask as well as you? Maybelline's Fit Me Matte and Poreless Foundation is it. What does it do? More like, what doesn't it do? It's oil-free and non-comedogenic, so it won't ever clog your pores. It controls shine for a full 12 hours. It refines your pores so your skin looks smooth and perfected. It's lightweight and breathable, so your skin will never feel heavy or cakey. And it comes in 40 shades. 97% of women found their perfect shade. It's obvious why Fit Me Matte and Poreless is America's number one foundation. Buy yours now in a bottle or pouch at Amazon.com.
L'Auberge welcomes multi-platinum recording band Better Than Ezra to the lawn at L'Auberge Baton Rouge on Friday, October 15th. Doors open at 8 p.m. and show starts at 9 p.m. Tickets are $35 and available at all Ticketmaster outlets or Sundries, the gift shop inside of L'Auberge. Must be 21 or older to enter. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-770-STOP.
Alright, everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to RJ Ochoa, the host of the podcast, The Ocho and the SB Nation NFL Show, and also manager and editor-in-chief of Blogging the Boys, which is a website dedicated to providing Dallas Cowboys content. And until next time, I'm Ed Robinson. Remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong until next time. Stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.